brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and happy Tuesday to all. Welcome to this week with Let's Talk Small Business. We have been on a bit of a vacation enjoying the summer here in Hotlanta, but we're back in the studio and excited to be talking with all of you. As you know, Let's Talk Small Business is a radio show focused on small businesses and entrepreneurs, aired every Tuesday at 11:30 from Business Radio X. And so I hope you're planning to join us every single week. Please mark your calendars. We look forward to you joining us. We're back in the studio today with an exciting guest, the powerhouse from the Georgia Department of Economic Development. Mary Ellen McClanahan is here with us today. She is going to be talking about all that the state of Georgia does with small businesses and how her department just rocks this thing throughout the state. And so with that, Mary Ellen, thank you for joining us.
It is such a pleasure to be here, Stacy. Thank you so much.
Can you take a few minutes and tell us a little bit about you and your role at the Georgia Department of Economic Development?
Sure. I have been with the state for, almost 17 years.
Wow.
The last 10 have been focused on entrepreneur and small business development with the Department of Economic Development, which is the sales and marketing arm for the state. And 10 years ago, we did not have this component under our department because it just wasn't traditional. Yeah. But when you learn the stats that 99.8% of our businesses are small, it got attention. So since then, we have been raising the profile, raising the awareness of resources and how great a state this is to be in to start and operate a business.
Excellent. Now, take a few minutes and talk about the stats. How many small businesses do we have in this great state of Georgia?
That's a hard number to pinpoint. Depends on who's measuring it. The Small Business Administration says about 900,000. The Secretary of State's office says about 660,000.
It's a lot. In either case, it's a lot.
So it is okay with me, whatever the number is.
And so I know the state of Georgia a couple of years ago defined small business. What is the definition of a small business in this state?
It is a company that has under 300 employees and under $30 million in revenue. But keep in mind, as with the Fed, it's more for procurement purposes because 2 years ago is when they changed it to the new definition. It was at 100 employees, and which means that sort of narrowed the scope for small businesses to get procurement contracts. So they upped it to 300, which broadens that arena for small businesses.
And opens it up for others to participate.
Exactly.
Okay. Excellent. And so overall, the Georgia Department of Economic Development is the sales and marketing arm for the state. And with that, you specifically focus on entrepreneurs and small business. Take a minute and talk about some of the programs, initiatives that you have for the state.
Well, we started 10 years ago, actually, to assess ourselves. We didn't really know what was out there, what all state agencies were doing. So we formed a network and assessed and realized that we had over 60-plus programs on the technical assistance side of things for startups and small businesses. What we didn't have, Georgia has 159 counties. What we didn't have was a program to help that local leadership on developing the best way to handle their entrepreneurs. First, how to pronounce it, how to spell it, how to recognize an entrepreneur. We just weren't using that word, actually. So we created the Entrepreneur Friendly Program, and we visited. That was a great program.
That's a great program, and you were personally involved with that, right?
Yes, I created it, actually.
Excellent. Yeah. I mean, that's just incredible, Entrepreneur Friendly Areas. I like that.
Yeah.
Done a great job.
It's been very successful, and it just better equipped that local leadership to know where to go for resources, build that resource website, be the best go-to for the small businesses in their communities.
So take a minute, and you keep saying resources. Talk about what are some of the resources that are available for small businesses and entrepreneurs?
And you said we only have 30 minutes for this?
The sum.
Well, there are, on the technical side, my go-to actually is the State Small Business Development Center. That's out of the university.
SBDCs. Okay.
They are excellent for startups and for growing companies. Lots of times when I meet with companies that are growing, they need to go to that next level and they have to maybe approach a lender, mm-hmm. but they have to get their financial analysis in place, and SBDC can do that. They okay. can also start with the basic steps. You have to get a business license. You have to get an EIN number, those kinds of things.
Right.
They are. I think, the best.
They're
resource.
Excellent. They're excellent. SBDCs are excellent. Okay.
Yes.
Any other kinds of resources that our small business and entrepreneurs should be aware of?
Yes. Well, of course, all the startup resources are on our website, georgia.org. Then how to grow a business, how to be, there's a section on financial assistance. Mm-hmm. There are no grants, but if it's an R&D innovation type product that goes through the university system, yes, there are federal grants for that. But for your lifestyle startups, there are no grants for that. So we have a list of all lenders, from micro lenders, okay. nonprofit lenders, your own bank. The state has a lending program called SSBCI. There's an acronym for
okay.
you.
What is
SSBCI? Is the State Small Business Credit Initiative.
Okay.
And that is money we got from the federal government. Every state did, and we created this program. This is a lending program that has four different components to it. The two or three most popular are, one, there's a shared risk, where, say, if a company needs $100,000, the bank will lend $60,000, and a nonprofit lender, a micro lender, for okay. example, will lend the other 40.
Okay.
There is a 50% loan guarantee program. And there is an ownership. The state will take 25% ownership in the loan as well.
Oh, now this SSBCI, mm-hmm. where do you get information? I don't think many of our listeners are not familiar with this and don't know this. Is the information on your website as
yes,
well?
Yes, go to georgia.org/small business.
Okay.
And go down to the financial assistance section, click on state loan program, and there it is.
Okay. Yeah, because I think that's an excellent program for small businesses in terms of financing, looking for resources.
Right.
That no one, that's one of those best kept secrets, so to speak.
We are trying to promote it. It's in everywhere. Every time I speak, I mention it. But you know, you can only.
What kind of take rate have you seen with this program? You know, are small businesses taking advantage of it? Are you
seeing
an uptick?
We have, and there is an uptick, but okay. each bank has to register, that's a quote-unquote for those of you who can't see me, with the Department of Community Affairs, that is our sister agency that is the financial arm for the state. This is housed within DCA, Department of Community Affairs, and the bank, whether it's Wells Fargo or so-and-so Community Bank, they all have to register just saying, yep, I agree to this program, and we'll
And then they participate.
And then they participate. Now, if you, as a small business, go to your banker and say, hey, I want one of those SSBCI loans, and they don't know anything about it, they can contact that program manager and get them connected.
Do we have the name of that the program manager for the
program? Name is Holly Hunt.
Holly Hunt from, mm-hmm. okay, Department of Community Affairs. Uh-huh. So, Holly Hunt, we're doing a shout out for you if you're not listening. And so you're going to get a lot of phone calls, so we just want you to know.
She'll be glad to. She has a staff, so she'll be glad to.
Oh, she has a staff? Okay.
She can handle it, yep.
Okay. So, again, those looking for information, go to the website.
Georgia.org/small business.
And look up SSBCI for information about the program.
Under financial assistance.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, as we talk more about the state, and Georgia's gotten several awards about being the best, you know, from several organizations. Talk a little bit about what we've been recognized in terms of our business-friendly climate.
Well, we have business-friendly legislation. Our tax rates are low. The legislature in recent years passed business-friendly legislation, also made us more competitive. The Governor Deal several years ago started a competitiveness mm-hmm. outreach to again assess ourselves and to see where we stand against other states. And we found in some areas that we were not competitive at all. Others, we were great, mm-hmm. but one in particular was with the sales tax on energy used in manufacturing.
Okay,
that was a big one, and that has made us more competitive. And it's a phase in, so by mm-hmm. 2016, all of that sales tax will be exempt. There's also a tax credit for angel investor tax credit.
Okay,
where a Georgia taxpayer can invest in a startup technology company and get tax credits for
that. Oh, wow. That's a little known secret
and
as well.
And that's on the website as well.
Okay. Okay.
The same page under the resource directory. It's right there. And then, of course, we have our assets, which are our logistical assets are outstanding from the airport.
Yeah, airport, the port.
The port and the rails and the highways. Outstanding. And we have plenty of roads and rail. We have our university systems, which are, you know, produce some of the smartest people ever. Georgia Tech being the innovation hub, and our office is located within the Georgia Tech campus. I just feel smart when I walk out the door.
Yeah, we're a couple of blocks away, and we feel smart,
and you
too.
Feel it too.
Yeah,
of course.
Feel the smart coming all the way over there. So you're in good company.
The other industry, of course, that is booming like crazy is the film industry.
You know what? Talk a little bit about that, because one of the questions I want to, are there certain industries that the state is going to focus on? Technology, film, you said energy. Are there certain sectors for the state of Georgia that they're specifically focusing on?
Yes, we have strategic industries, and these are industries that we know have the highest potential for growth.
Okay.
That maybe we don't have enough of, or we want to build that foundation in the state. For example, it would be aerospace, advanced manufacturing, energy, logistics, life sciences or biosciences.
Yes, biosciences is really...
Yes, and health IT is one of the fastest growing, if
health
not
IT
the fastest.
Is, yes,
absolutely.
Okay. So we've got Serena getting all that information, so we're going to be good with that.
Okay. And of course, the film industry, because we were so competitive in our tax credits, we are just overwhelmed with, not overwhelmed, we certainly are handling it, but we are just amazed at the amount of film production in this state. Many years ago, do you remember the movie Ray? Ray Charles.
Oh, yes, okay.
Who's a local boy. He's from Albany, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The producers, or the scouts, I guess, whatever. I'm sorry, I'm not real familiar with that terminology, but they were looking to Georgia to film the movie, and they asked Georgia for X, and we said yes. But then they went to Louisiana and said, hey, Georgia's giving us X. Can you give us X and Y? They said yes. So back and forth, I think four or five times, and we lost to Louisiana.
Okay.
We just couldn't give the money Louisiana was giving.
Those days are long over.
Absolutely, and that was sort of the slap in the face that said.
We're number three now. We're number three. So, hey, Louisiana. So, yeah,
Yes.
But we're number three,
we're
right
number
behind
three. LA,
LA
and
New
York.
Okay.
Correct.
Wow. And so, as you talk about the film industry, and again, if this is a question that we may want to defer for another segment, we obviously can. But small businesses, how do they play? How do they grab into that? Because the film industry is a very lucrative, very attractive. We have some of our national members that are your Disney's, your NBC Universal.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got several that play in that. How do small businesses get to play there?
In a very big way, because every production company needs vendors. They need the caterers, the contractors, the builders, the sewers, the costume makers. They need everything, the hairstylists, everything, and they are all small businesses.
Okay. So, but how do they get plugged? Is there a office? How do they get plugged? I'm a contractor. I do catering and I do hair.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get plugged into the film industry. How do I do that as a small business owner?
Well, a couple of things. There is a publication called Oz Publications.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Publications, Oz Publications. You can Google it. And they are a film vendor directory.
So we have an Oz version for our state. Is it just for our state? Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
So when a production company comes to Georgia, they are handed that directory.
Okay. They're given the Oz.
That's right. They're given Oz. And then also, as a small company, if you started to network with that industry, don't ask me how, but you can start networking and being where they are and maybe being subcontracting with a bigger contractor. Once your name is on the list, once you've worked with a film company and you did a good job, they remember you and they'll use you again.
Okay.
So
let me ask a question. How often is this Oz publication produced? Is it annually?
That I'm not sure.
Okay.
Of.
And is there a fee for it? Are you just handed it?
I think there's a fee. But
there's a fee for
I'm
it.
Not
okay.
Sure of that either.
But it's a good investment. So anybody that's interested in this industry, first of all, needs to get to. There's a film office within the HR department.
There is.
Okay.
There is, and I imagine if you want them one day for for an interview.
I absolutely want them
to connect you.
Yes, we want to get them because there's been a lot of buzz about small mm-hmm. business in this industry. We need to clearly understand how we get them connected,
right.
Utilizing the Oz and whatever other resources that are out there.
Right.
Talk a little bit about maybe the biosciences or health IT and plugging into those. Are there offices just like film within the Georgia Department of Economic Development?
No, not offices per se, but within our department, there is a division called Global Commerce.
Okay.
And in Global Commerce are the project managers that recruit new industry to Georgia. There are project managers that work with existing industry expansions, which is the other hat that I wear in the department. I work in the metro area. They are divided by teams. So the recruitment team, there is a life science biosciences team that works with health IT, technology companies, and corporate solutions, meaning headquarters, call mm-hmm. centers, contact centers, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So that's their focus.
And so they go out, those are the teams that actually go out and recruit
yes.
the companies to the state.
Yes.
And so, maybe this is a second part to that. How do those teams engage small businesses as part of that process? Because, you know,
They don't. Now,
opportunity.
They don't engage small business, but, you know, when there is an announcement made, mm-hmm. like when Kia announced, when Baxter announced,
right.
Those are all listed on our website.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, each of those companies have on their own websites, you know, vendor opportunities,
okay.
you know, job opportunities, that kind of thing. So I encourage anyone looking, they can go to our press page, look at any company that's landed, go to their website and
engage. So from the Department of Economic Development, which we've got an opportunity, is engaging and attracting businesses to this mm-hmm. area. Small business is a healthy thing for Georgia.
Absolutely.
It's one of the things we're known for. And so that presents an opportunity for corporations that are considering, as well as the schools, the small business community,
Absolutely.
The financial, all of that. So there's an opportunity for us down the road with the small business.
Now, I will say, Stacey, that, for example, when Caterpillar announced on the east side of the state.
They're a member of GMSDC as well.
They are. Excellent. Yes. Excellent. Yes. One of the things we promised them and we have been doing is helping them with their supplier efforts. And so those are all small businesses. So we created a website was created and we approached meaning the existing industry team all around the state approached our local economic developers and said, hey, CAT is looking for X, like metal fabricators, for example. So we got list after list of metal fabricators and sent them over to CAT,
yes.
who then had that opportunity. So that is something we will do.
Okay, excellent. And so, and also, I remember I was at a luncheon, and I was so impressed with Georgia Department of Economic Development. I will tell you, someone was speaking, and they were talking about all the resources they bring to bear to help a company in deciding. And once you decide to move to Georgia,
right.
all the resources that are there.
Right.
Incredible. I was so impressed.
And I will tell you that incentives, which usually light up everyone's eyes, if you have a list of top 10 reasons why or what companies ask for when they look at a state, mm-hmm. incentives is like number 8 or 9.
Wow.
It used to be number 1.
Okay.
But now it's not that important anymore. Right now what's important across the board in every state is workforce.
Having the talent
skill,
pool.
Cost and availability. Yes.
Is number 1.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
that's
you have
that's,
logistics and you have, you know, market access, things like that.
Okay, that's interesting. The workforce has leapfrogged incentives because, well, that's cost.
That's exactly.
And you
right.
want to take costs out of the business
long
if you're
long-term cost.
Yes, long-term
right.
cost. Excellent. So, Marianne, I believe you've got an award program coming up sometime soon.
Oh, we do. The Small Business Rockstars.
A rock star. What does it take to be a rock star? I want to be a rock star.
Isn't this fun? We are co-hosting there is an association in Georgia called the Georgia Economic Developers Association. It's about 800 members strong of economic developers all over the state, plus support folks, your educational, your brokers, your consultants, all of us together. And we came up with this last year. And because meaning the department, wants to raise the profile of small business, we decided to do something jointly with GEDA. So we were just tossing around and we said, oh, let's find the rock stars. And it just stuck. You know how that is?
Oh,
you're
wow.
you're brainstorming and it stuck. But what this is, we're not looking for small companies that, and these are under 100 employees, that are creating, you know, 1,000 jobs or investing $1 billion. We want the companies that maybe had a certain niche or a different approach, something that
something
put
different.
Them over the edge, that brought in revenue, that then maybe created jobs and more investment. But we asked them what their if they do bring revenue in from out of the county, and we asked them what particular marketing approach, what their niche was. And then the last question, which is weighted the most, is have you engaged your local economic developer or state mm-hmm. project manager, whatever? Was there a resource you went to? Because with the Georgia economic developers, you know, working to land those big ones is one thing.
Yes.
But you also have grand, smaller companies in your
community.
You can serve them as well.
They're really the economic force, those smaller companies.
Agreed.
And so how do you become, is there a criteria for Rockstar? Or just someone to nominate
criteria
you?
Criteria is that you have to have under 100 employees.
Okay.
And you have to have worked with either a state or local resource.
Okay.
And all of those, the criteria and the nomination form can be found on georgia.org/rockstars.
Okay. Is there what's the deadline for the nominations?
September 1.
Oh, you got 30 days or so. Mm-hmm. And then the luncheon is February of 2015, right?
Right. February 16th. And this
it's my birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday ahead of time, I think, or late, whatever it is. We're starting doing something new. The February 16th through 20th is going to be declared Georgia's Small Business Appreciation Week. Georgia doesn't have one. The SBA does. It's always in May.
Well, we had one this year. We had a couple.
Remember? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
We're going to
smooth that out. We had a couple this year. So, but it's always nice to appreciate small businesses.
Sure. But this is from Georgia. You know, the others spun off the SBA. Then they
correct
call it Georgia, but. And it's fine because you're in Georgia and you're doing it. It's right. great. But now we have to have an official one.
So the official one for 2015 will be the 16th through the 20th.
February.
So that's February. So we need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll make plans as well to celebrate during that time.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yep, it'll be my birthday, so we'll really make it a special, special celebration.
Excellent. We'll make sure you're at the luncheon.
It kicks off with the luncheon.
That's right.
Okay, so we'll look at identifying some things that we do in partnership during that time.
And you'll be invited to the proclamation, by the way. So
okay,
just
excellent.
Mark your calendar. It'll be that morning, hopefully. If the governor's in town, it'll be that morning.
Yes. So let's take a little few minutes and talk about mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
As most of our listeners know, GMSDC took over administration of mm-hmm. the Mentor Protege Connection a couple years ago from the Department of Economic Development. So take a few minutes and talk about the commitment for mentoring, because you're still heavily involved with the program, very supportive. Talk about the department's focus on mentorship in terms of small business.
Mentorship is invaluable. What I have seen throughout the years, the results that this program has, it is immeasurable in terms of what a small company can glean from these large companies. The fact that it started, in 1999
That's
at
right.
the governor level.
That's correct.
And pulled Rosemary out of her company and said, you're running this. It was important, and it still is. Because I will get 500 plus calls a year, and several of these calls will say, where do I find a mentor?
Wow. It sounds like, you know, you bring up that point, like I was looking for something else and said, we need an automated way. How do I get a coach or a mentor? You know, and maybe that's something down the line to look at from an automated perspective for the website, looking for a coach, put your information in here. So, yet again, something mm-hmm. down the line
sure.
to consider.
Sure.
And that way, especially with 500 calls a year, mm-hmm. that seems like candidates for the MPC, the Mentor Protege Connection Program.
Well, I do. Some do call actually about that, and most of them are startups, though, so they wouldn't be candidates. But the ones I would say of the five, you know, probably 80% are startups. And 20
wow.
are
and maybe
are
there needs to
companies.
Be a startup program of some sort of small program for startups, some sort of small mentoring. For just startups.
Well, that's where the SBDC comes in first.
That was
my go-to, as well as the website,
which is a good resource.
But sure, but when they do want, You know, I mentioned the Entrepreneur Friendly Program to you, and several of our communities, one in particular in Lowndes County in South Georgia, they started a corporate coaching program. Now, what this is, and this is something every community can do, the professionals in the community, like the accountants, CPAs, attorneys, web designers, marketers, they will give 1 hour free advice to anybody who asks for it. They have to go through the chamber to get signed up. But if you're starting a business and you just have one or two legal questions, you can meet an attorney for coffee or for lunch and get free advice for an hour. Now, this attorney has the option to turn them into a paying client, but it's invaluable coaching, mentoring for that 1 hour.
Absolutely.
Getting that technical legalese. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I wish it was sort of mandatory in every community.
What's in it for our corporations? You know, we've got corporate mentors that are actively engaged in the program. Mm-hmm. What has been your experience and what feedback are you getting from corporations in terms of their involvement with mentoring?
Well, you know, the mentors have told me, one in particular from Georgia Power told me years ago that they are looking for savvy suppliers, high-performing suppliers that can be partners, customers, suppliers. When that works, it works. The program is not set out to guarantee that protege will now become a supplier to Coca-Cola, for example. What is guaranteed is excellent mentorship and relationship building. But when there is a contract at the end, that is just cream on the top. But mentors need these kinds of companies, and they are potentially looking for suppliers. But the ones that aren't just want to do it, want to give back.
Well, I will tell you, we've been very fortunate in that the mentors and the mentors that we've had in the program, the MPC, and as we're wrapping up the current class, which in September, we'll be gearing up for a new class coming in January, and we have got some new mentors coming on board that we're real excited about. And the whole corporate commitment to raising small businesses is very strong, and we're very excited about it, and we're really looking forward to our next class kicking off in January.
I am too.
So small businesses, and so tell me a little, let's talk as we're wrapping up here. How does a small business engage? Is it solely through the website? You talked about the technical assistance. Tell me how small businesses engage with the Georgia Department of Economic Development. How do they engage with you?
Well, you know, there is no wrong door. And one of the things about that entrepreneur-friendly program is not all of the state agencies got re-educated on what everyone else is doing. So if someone comes to me and says, hey, I'm looking for X, and I say, oh, I'm not the right one, but I know who is. So I give them a name and a phone number rather than giving them the general government number, which I won't even call.
The general number?
Yeah, absolutely. Faster, friendlier service, access to resources. And a lot of times the government's not even on their radar. You know, they'll stay under the radar and go to the government last. And some don't realize a lot of the resources are out there. So we have engaged in a lot of outreach programs over the years and speaking to thousands and thousands of people, of course, that website, and then engaging every chamber of commerce in the state with everything we have, new tools, new resources. Everything is pushed out, opportunities for exporting, trade missions, those kinds of things.
Okay. Great. I think that outreach pays off so that, you know, small businesses understand how really to connect, how to engage the Georgia Department of Economic Development. Again, as we're closing, take the last few minutes and talk about the impact. Because, again, Georgia's recognized by site selection. It's been recognized by others. And that's all a direct as a result of the activities that are going on in the Georgia Department of Economic Development. Talk a little bit about the impact that you're really having, because you're making Georgia the best in the nation, and that's significant. We're open for business, and we're number one. So talk a little bit about your impact.
Well, thanks, Stacey, for that praise, but we aren't doing this alone. We have excellent partners, including GMSDC. We have partners with the Georgia Chamber, the Metro Chamber, our schools, our institutions. We are not alone at all in making this happen. And we have, as I said, business-friendly legislature that gets it. Our governor gets it. And I think that's where it comes from. So we're all in this together. We have assets. We have entrepreneurs. We have people who are just out there doing and creating, and we have the ecosystem to support that.
That's excellent. Mary Ellen, I want to thank you for joining us today. Excellent. More to come from the Georgia Department of Economic Development. I think there's opportunities for us to engage some of the project managers, engage the film industry, so that our small businesses and entrepreneurs understand how to get to those opportunities in the state. And so as we're wrapping up, I want to thank our sponsors, the Georgia Power, Coca-Cola, Randstad, Wells Fargo, for all that you do. Without them, this would not be possible. And we couldn't do it without all of you listening and supporting us as well. So thank you very much. And we will see you next week, this same time, same place, on Let's Talk Small Business. As small business goes, so goes America. We'll see you next week.